Welcome to the 21st. I'm Nyla Boodoo. Thanks for tuning in this Friday, September 30th. This morning, the Chicago Tribune editorial board is the latest newspaper to make a surprise presidential endorsement. But even in this 2016 election season, it may be the most unusual endorsement yet. The Tribune said third-party candidate Gary Johnson would be the best choice for our next president. The editorial board said neither major party represents a principled option, and they pointed to the Libertarian candidate's plan to expand global trade and create jobs. We're joined now by a member of the Chicago Tribune's editorial board, Michael Lev. Michael, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for taking time with us this morning.
Thanks, Nyla.
I think it would have been big news for the Tribune to endorse another Democrat for president, since Barack Obama is the only Democratic presidential candidate the editorial board has ever endorsed. But why endorse a candidate who has little chance of winning?
Because you used that word principled at the beginning, and that's what this is about. I mean, the Tribune has a tradition going back many, many years, 170 years, in which we on the editorial board stand for something. And basically, it would be the idea of kind of maximum personal or individual responsibility and limited government. And so through all those years, we lined up with the Republicans when endorsing for president. And then, as you suggest, we did go the other way with Barack Obama because he was somebody that we knew. So when it came time to look at the endorsement this year, we looked at Donald Trump and rejected his candidacy, and we did that in March. He's not fit to be president, and there was no way that we could endorse him. So then we looked at Hillary Clinton, and her ideas and the things that she stands for just don't align with us.
Right. You said, you all have been pretty clear for some time that you don't think Donald Trump is fit to be president, but you did write Hillary Clinton was, quote, undeniably capable of leading the United States. Why not endorse her?
Because we want to continue to write principled editorials after November 8th. And if we had endorsed Hillary Clinton, then for the next 4 years, and assuming she became president, we'd be saddled with the idea that we supported her for president. And yet so many of the things that she does and stands for are things that we reject. And we really try to play the long game here, where we think about not just what we're trying to say and influence the next day, but also what we're going to say. And so that's why we went with Gary Johnson, because in general, in terms of governing principles and who this person is and what he stands for, it really matches up in a lot of ways with us. Not with every way, but just in the idea of things like trade, things like pushing for jobs, things like trying to get government out of the way, things like being responsible about spending. These are the things that we've always written about. And so when you have a candidate who basically lines up with you, why wouldn't we do it? Well, the reason would be because we're trying to kind of play the angles and say, don't vote for Trump. We don't really believe in Hillary Clinton, but we're going to support her because we want you to vote for her because we want her to be president. It just gets into playing a political game that we don't want to do. We would stand for an idea.
When we think about that, the idea of you standing for an idea, that makes sense. You're saying basically line up with Gary Johnson. I can't help but think of the flubs that we've seen from him this week. He said he was having another, quote, Aleppo moment when he, again, couldn't name the former Mexican president or his world leader. That Aleppo moment, of course, is him referring to a time when he was confused by hearing the name of the Syrian town of Aleppo. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like he's capable to lead the United States?
Yeah, we do. And I wish he hadn't made that mistake. But all candidates make mistakes. They make gaffes. They say dumb things. And even in our criticisms of Trump, we tried to level them in a way in which we were relating to the things that he would do, not everything that he said. We could have written an editorial every day about the dumb, irresponsible, and offensive thing he said, and we just don't. That's not how we look at things. I mean, more broadly, some of his ideas about isolationism we also reject. But when we met with him and he came to see us, we also saw that he was a pragmatist too, and we were perfectly comfortable with the idea that if he became president with William Weld as vice president, that they would run the country responsibly. And we were comfortable with that, and so that allowed us then to make the principal decision that we made.
And we reject the cliche that a citizen who chooses a third party candidate is, quote, squandering his or her vote. President Obama said this week that a vote for a third party candidate who has no chance to win is a vote for Trump. So I wonder how much Illinois is polling right now, and whether the state will go for Hillary regardless. Did that factor into your thinking?
Well, yes and no. I think there are differences of opinion about what those votes for Johnson would otherwise, where they would go. But it really isn't. It really isn't about that. It really is about sort of who Johnson is, and you know, if anything beyond the idea of endorsing Johnson, it's a repudiation of where the politics of the country is overall. And if we can get attention for that, we are frustrated with the Republican Party and where it's gone. And we're just as frustrated with the Democrats, and particularly with this pull left. If you look at the polls, more than 50% of voters agree with us. They didn't like either of these candidates. I mean, literally, they don't like either of these candidates. And we're with them. And if you don't like that, what do? You try to change the system. And that's what this is an endorsement of, changing the system.
Michael Lev is a member of the Chicago Tribune editorial board. Michael, I know we have to let you go. I know you've given a lot of different interviews this morning. Thanks for taking the time to join us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.